I got my final answer that I'm one of the 60, I got excited that I didn't know what to do with myself, looking at my background and looking at that I'm one of those people who doesn't have all levels and I'm making it in life. So it was it's really big for me.
You have an organization called Zim Kids where you're promoting basic rights for children. Tell me more about that.
I grew up with videos and often looking at the situations I've been in life. So by that, it motivated me to grow up to be like who I am today, that I understand what orphans go through and I can teach them, I can motivate them that, you know, no matter what you go through, you can make it in life so that they, you know, don't look down upon themselves. And so I'm there as the orphan ambassador, you know, to speak for them because I know what it is. You know, growing up as an orphan, although I had parents, but I didn't get that attention. So it made me feel like I'm one of them.
For many of us, Tinashe, we see orphans and we think that we understand their plight. But what are some of the challenges orphans face day to day that you at Zim Kids are trying to help to combat?
Mostly, so I'll start with school fees. You know, usually when some of the, you know, people who live with orphans, like when their parents, soon after they die, they say, you know, when we take care of them. And then as time goes on, they don't do as they promise. So at Zim Kids, we pay for school fees for the orphans and we give them a safe haven for them. So at Zim Kids, we are not like an orphanage, but we are an orphan center where they come during the day because we feel like it's very important that these kids will be still connected to their family, you know, as compared to an orphanage when we are done with them, like when we have an exit program, when like they turn 21, they have to go out of the program. You know, they don't know where to go, but compared to what we have, they have somewhere to go because they still have a home where they live and they come to us.
And how many kids are you able to assist through Zim Kids?
So far, we have over 200.
When you come to the United States, where will you be located before you make the coveted trip to come see President Barack Obama?
So I'm going to be doing the, I'm on the civic leadership track, and I'm going to be at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina.